Welcome to the Not Old Better Show Backstory Genealogy Series. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 213. As part of our Backstory Genealogy Series, joining us today is well-known, highly respected Dr. Laura Rodriguez. Dr. Laura Rodriguez is Director, Division of Policy Communications and Education at the National Human Genome Research Institute within the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Rodriguez plays an important role in developing and implementing policy for research initiatives and designing communication and outreach strategies to engage the public in genomic science, preparing healthcare professionals for the integration of genomic medicine into clinical care.
Really about all of the healthcare providers and the members of our healthcare teams that come together to provide our care. And so we've been working with them, beginning with nurses, genetic counselors, pharmacists, et cetera, and of course providers in terms of physicians, to understand what their needs are. How do they anticipate that genomics and genomic medicine will come into their clinics, and what are the needs that they will have to be able to integrate that information into their daily routines and into their clinical activities.
That, of course, is our guest today, Dr. Laura Rodriguez, who, along with all of us, Not Old Better audience, have been celebrating National DNA Day 2018. Please join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better show via internet phone, Dr. Laura Rodriguez. Dr. Laura Rodriguez, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It is really great to talk to you. Congratulations on a wonderful National DNA Day 2018. It really seemed like a smashing success from my vantage point.
So we are very happy with how it went as well. We had an increase in the number of events and were able to reach a lot of new people through some different channels that we tried. And so we're very excited with the success that we had.
I'll bet. So let's get into that success just for a moment. And in your role as director within the Division of Policy Communications and Education, what did we learn from National DNA Day 2018? And what will you emphasize in terms of genomic science outreach this next year?
So I think we learned that people are even more interested than ever in understanding what the genome actually is. How does our DNA sequence relate to the way that we are living our lives today and the potential that it has for influencing the choices that we make in our healthcare or just how we understand the world around us? And so this year we were able to do a particular campaign. It was the 15th year since the Human Genome Project was completed, and so we celebrated that by having a 15 for 15 celebration where for the 15 working days leading up to DNA Day, we revealed one new way that genomics was coming into our daily lives. And with that, we were able to provide material for teachers, for the interested public, for partners to share with their audiences. And it was really well received, and people were visiting our pages and visiting the videos and following the resources that we provided. So again, I think the take-home lesson is people think this is cool, people think that this is interesting and that it's going to matter to our world going forward.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is cool. I think this is very interesting. One of the interesting things I found about you as I did my research on you and your work was that you really work with practitioners to implement genomic medicine and integrate it. So tell us a little bit about that. How do you do that with practitioners?
So we have been working for practitioners for quite a while with different disciplines. It's not just about the physicians. It's really about all of the healthcare providers and the members of our healthcare teams that come together to provide our care. And so we've been working with them, beginning with nurses, genetic counselors, pharmacists, et cetera, and of course, providers in terms of physicians, to understand what their needs are. How do they anticipate that genomics and genomic medicine will come into their clinics, and what are the needs that they will have to be able to integrate that information into their daily routines and into their clinical activities. And so trying to take our lead from them, we have developed some resources in terms of official educational competencies to help guide them as much in a just-in-time way as possible, because really they might not know what question they have until they have the question. We've also developed some web-based resources for case studies. We now have an inter-society group of professionals, of healthcare providers that come together. They talk monthly by phone just to share experience and share information and work on common problems together. And so what we're really trying to do at this stage is to stimulate, facilitate, and catalyze the development of the resources that they need to help them work within their own structures, to develop the tools and the understanding to use genomics and genetics in medicine. Because in the end, genomics is going to be another tool in our toolbox for healthcare. And so we need to make it fit within that existing system and not just be something that's different or try to layer it on top in some other fashion.
Dr. Laura Rodriguez, you mentioned the 15 for 15 communications project, and here we are now 15 years after the completion of the Human Genome Project, and we really are in this era of privacy. How do we share human genomic data but still observe privacy concerns?
Thoughtfully, I would say. We want to be cognizant of the different lens that each individual person is going to come to thinking about their DNA information when they come into their doctor's office, or when they think about wanting to participate in a research study, or when they're trying to decide if they want to provide DNA to a local or to a genealogy site, mm-hmm. and use it to help them learn about their family history and where their family came from. But I guess the main message would be that it can be done, and what whether we're the research community or companies providing service or within our healthcare system, we want to be transparent about exactly how we are handling the information. How are we going to use the information so that we're sure to provide each individual that's coming to the table to think about either contributing their DNA to research or, again, using their DNA to learn something about themselves and their family with choices about which aspects of this are they comfortable with, where do they want to learn more before they make a decision. And then I think as a society, we also need to think about the big picture questions of how does our DNA sequence actually connect to who we are as people? Because DNA is not 100% predictive in most cases. And so it's an element in the fabric that makes us human, but it is not the whole story. And so we need to think about how we integrate that again with other aspects of our lives, be it our culture, our family stories, our individual beliefs, etc., and just bring that all together as a holistic picture.
Today's show is sponsored by DNABargains.com. Check out DNABargains.com, where you'll find all things DNA testing. You'll also find Thomas McKenty's latest free ebook titled DNA Buying Guide, with a thorough, reputable rundown of the who, what, when, and where for all things DNA testing. That's DNABargains.com. Check out DNABargains.com to find out more. Check out DNABargains.com. Thank you. We are with Dr. Laura Rodriguez. Dr. Rodriguez is the director of the Division of Policy, Communications, and Education. Dr. Rodriguez, thank you so much for your time. I just have one final question, because all of this really is very much in the news today. It is cool. It is of great interest. And you kind of touched on the privacy subject and gave us a real nice answer about that area. And this term, personal genetics, is a phrase we're hearing a lot of. So tell us maybe in general what we should know about these kits in terms of genetics research and what we can maybe expect from the kits themselves.
So again, I would go back to my my comments around privacy in terms of looking at the information that's available and making sure that you go into any relationship, again, if it's for research or any other purpose, understanding exactly what your information will be used for and how it will be managed. Part of the privacy aspect, part of the things to consider when you're deciding if you want to participate, if you want to obtain one of these kits and donate information to research, is what are the security practices? What are the intended uses of the information? Will you ever be able to change your mind about your participation? And what other information are you providing with it? Many of the kits are simply something that allow you to collect some cells from the inside of your cheeks, whether it's through using a Q-tip-like tool or just providing spit. So they're very easy to do, and they're kind of actually fun to do and send it off and be a part of research and have that opportunity to contribute to the common good. But I think as an individual, it's always good to be mindful of everything that goes into what you're doing. So would you be providing health information as well? Again, thinking about, would you want to talk to your family members before doing this or not? How would you respond if you did talk to your family members and they raise concerns? Since our DNA is shared, it is something that we want to think about. Again, it comes down to individual dynamics within families of how you might deal with it, but it is an important aspect to consider. The take-home message I would say is that there are ways to participate. There's a lot of good that can come from providing your genetic information as well as some health information to research. For us to make the next big advances, it's going to be very important for us to understand how genetic variations, so the individual differences in our DNA sequence between all of us that give us different hair colors and different eye colors, will also make small differences in our health. And it's important for us to understand that so that we can use that to make better treatment options, to understand different risk scenarios for individuals. And that's going to take a lot of us participating and a lot of us being willing to share this information. So there really are a lot of great things that can come from it. And the risks are important to consider with privacy, just as in every dimension of our life and all of the information that we share about ourselves and about our families in our life today. So we want to do it with open eyes and we want to do it thoughtfully. But I think for a lot of us, the answer will be that we want to do it. And I think that's very exciting.
Great information. Excellent advice. We, of course, will be putting links up to where you can find more of this information, including links to where you can find information about Dr. Laura Rodriguez. But Dr. Laura Rodriguez, Director, Division of Policy, Communications, and Education, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure to speak with you, and I'm very excited for all of your listeners, to learn more about this. And I hope they will go to the sites and check out the videos and share it with their friends and family too.
I encourage everybody to do that too. Again, congratulations, Dr. Laura Rodriguez, for such a wonderful National DNA Day 2018. We're looking forward to next year's celebration.
Thank you, as are we. The countdown has begun.
Okay, good. Well, we'll be counting too. Thanks, Dr. Rodriguez.
Thank you.
My thanks to our guest today, Dr. Laura Rodriguez, who is Director, Division of Policy, Communications, and Education at the National Human Genome Research Institute within the National Institutes of Health. Links to NIH's genome research site, along with a link to where you can find Dr. Rodriguez, will be on our website. As usual, we'll post links to everything else, and also as usual, my thanks to you, the listeners, for joining me today. Your time is valuable, and I'm grateful you're spending some of it with me. I'm always interested in feedback, and you can leave that at iTunes, Google Play, or send me email at info@notold-better.com. Check out our next show, another great one, as we talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.